Rashmi Nair and Bob Reed with you here on this Wednesday afternoon, feeling like minus 13 out there. I want to bring a story to your attention. It's published in The Walrus, and it looks at a mega church scandal that really impacts many people all across Southern Ontario, because this church pastor who is now facing a charge of sexual assault launched a church for people who don't really like church. They called it the Meeting House, and it would broadcast out of Oakville. It had a headquarters in Oakville, but the Sunday service would stream in several cinemas in Southern Ontario, including the Scotiabank Theatre right here at Richmond and John, where I once attended, and in the Beaches, where I also once attended more than once with my mother and my son. We found some really interesting discussions and people at the Meeting House. But then last year, news broke in the summer of 2022 that the pastor, Bruxy Cavey, was facing charges of sexual assault after a victim came forward with a statement and Hamilton police launched an investigation. Now, the details and the broader discussion is being published in The Walrus with the title, The Meeting House Inside a Mega Church Scandal. This is written by Rachel Brown, and we are very happy to welcome Rachel Brown to The Rush here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you writing about this. Can you tell us where you're coming from in publishing this?
Like yourself, I attended the Meeting House in Oakville as a teenager. So this was, you know, about 15 years ago or so. I was between the ages of 13 and 16, I attended with my parents who were interested in trying out various Baptist and evangelical churches, and the Meeting House was one of them. I stopped going before I graduated high school, but when I read about the charge against Bruxy Cavey, as you mentioned, I was sort of thrown right back into my time there and started reconnecting with people, and I had a point of reference, having a little bit of experience at the church myself, and so that sort of opened the door for me to make contact with a lot of people and to really dig deep into what led to all of this.
Rachel, before you started probing into it as a journalist, as someone who had attended, taken part in the meetings, gotten to know the people there, at that point, did you ever get a sense that anything was untoward, or did everything seem, you know, just fine and positive?
No, everything seemed, you know, very above board. What stood out for me at the time was I was very reluctant to go to church in general. So I sort of had a general negative attitude towards church in general. So I was there kind of begrudgingly. But I always thought that the Meeting House was different in its sort of candidness, willingness to play with pop culture references. It was very high tech, so it was certainly different from a lot of the other churches, you know, the Anglican churches, the United churches that we're all familiar with. So it was a different environment. It was a more casual environment. There was also more willingness for leaders to talk about things like sex. But that being said, I didn't think that there was anything untoward happening. It just felt like a different environment compared to other churches that I had experience with.
And there are churches with scandals, right? So when news came that there was an allegation of sexual assault at the Meeting House, some people might have that muscle memory, unfortunately, to say it that way, but just to think, oh man, how bad is this going to be because of scandals associated with churches? I want to talk about Bruxy Cavey, and then I want to talk about the allegations against him, because people need to understand that power dynamic, which may be part of the case here, right, Rachel?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He had such a big appeal. I mean, would you say that he really was the person who built the Meeting House to be as big as it became?
Absolutely. The Meeting House existed prior to Bruxy coming in, but when, and it was, 150 people or so by the time Bruxy was brought on board to be a leading teaching pastor there. And very quickly, it grew to this mega church status, which is thousands of people just within a few years. And so his charisma and his unique approach to teaching theology and his presence was very much the foundation upon which the Meeting House as a church was built and the Meeting House as a brand was built. He's really the sole reason why they were able to grow to more than 5,000 in-person attendees and thousands more people around the world tuning in online.
And so then with that power and attention and you know, almost celebrity, really, there's a draw. But in that crowd of people drawn to him, there is a young woman who's come forward with allegations.
That's right. In at the end of 2021, there were allegations that started to emerge, brought forward by this woman against him. Those are outlined in the story. She started to talk about issues that she experienced during a counseling type of relationship that she alleges they had. And then a few months later, Brexy KB was charged with sexual assault in that case. And in the meantime, a number of other allegations of sexual misconduct emerged among other women against Brexy, and also other leaders at the church as well, a worship pastor and another senior pastor, and then previous criminal convictions against two youth pastors reemerged that hadn't really been talked about for many years.
We should point out that the charge that has been laid against the individual we're talking about has not gone to court yet. That will come. We're speaking with Rachel Brown. She's contributor to The Walrus and a former member of The Meeting House, which is this sort of anti-church, or as they branded themselves, a church for people who don't like church or who don't feel comfortable in traditional religions. And Rachel, I'm curious. So since these allegations have come forward, what has the impact been on the Meeting House and its popularity?
It's had a huge impact, both in terms of the number of people who are attending. I'm hearing that the peak population or in-person attendee rate of 5,000 people who have attended the church has dropped now by half. There's a lot of COVID-related issues probably playing into that drop in attendance as well. But the Meeting House, says that the allegations and the scandal have certainly led to a drop in attendance rates at the church. Their financials have taken a hit. They're hemorrhaging attendees, and their pocketbook has taken a huge hit as a result of this. And it's, you know, going back to what we were saying, it's because so much of the Meeting House is centered or was centered in Brexy himself. So when you lose that leader and when you have a scandal around that one person, the ripple effects are enormous because so much is hinging on that person.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate this discussion today, Rachel. We're out of time, but I do encourage you all to read her latest publication. It's in The Walrus. You can find it online at thewalrus.ca. Rachel Brown, contributor to The Walrus, former member of The Meeting House. Thank you so much for your time today and for the work that you do. Thank you. This is The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto.